can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger and today my co-host is
Flynn
Stocklin. Eric's on a walk with the babies and I thought, hey Flynn, you want to do some podcasts with me? And he was like, yeah.
We're doing Halloween of the day.
Halloween of the day. Yes. Today as we're recording this, it's the day before Halloween. And I know last week was our Halloween episode, but we haven't celebrated Halloween yet as a family. So what are we going to, what's Halloween of the day, Flynn?
Okay. We just sing and dance.
We sing and dance?
Yeah. I know that every time. Okay, it starts with Halloween every day.
Halloween every day?
Yeah.
I love that. Halloween every day sounds really fun. Now, what do we do on Halloween, though?
We trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treat. That's right. And what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be, I know.
What?
Carlita.
Carlita from? What's Carlita from?
Gabby's Dollhouse.
Gabby's Dollhouse. Flynn has picked out costumes for the entire family. So can you say who everyone's going to be for Halloween?
You're going to be Gabby.
Yes. And what's Daddy going to be?
DJ Catnip.
And what's Maisie going to be?
Marquette.
And what about Wesley?
Kiki.
Cakey. Now, Flynn, usually in this podcast, you know what we do?
What?
We usually talk about things that kind of like make us feel frustrated or something we don't really like very much. Is there anything you don't like very much?
Usually I love everything.
You love everything? Yeah, yeah. You're such a sweetheart. Me too. What's your favorite thing that you love?
You.
Me? That's the sweetest thing you've ever said. I love you. You're the best. So I do not need to relax, according to Flynn.
Huh. I mean, it's Halloween of the day.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We are on Halloween of the day. We're not doing a relax today, guys. We're just doing a Halloween of the day. And the Halloween of the day is dancing and singing. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
So there you go. So did you want to dance? You want to dance on the podcast? You want to dance right now? I'm confused.
Literally, I do.
Literally, you do. All right. Let's have a dance party then.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
We need music.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to sing?
Hey, maybe you should make up a song?
Make up a song?
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Here comes the dance. I'm going to sing and Flynn's going to dance. Flynn is a dancing machine. He's dancing all over the house because he's a dancing machine. And I am the mama, the queen. Oh, yeah. He's a dancing machine. He jumps real high to the moon. He knows how to bust every move because he is a dancing machine. Oh, yeah. Flynn's a dancing machine. Yeah. Nice. That was a beautiful dance, Flynn.
Next to Halloween.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a Halloween of the day and it was supposed to be a Halloween song and a Halloween dance. That's my bad. Let me try again. It is Halloween right now and so we gotta dance. It is Halloween right now. Watch me do my Halloween prance. How's that?
Great.
Oh, look who just showed up, guys. Daddy showed up with the twins. Daddy showed up with the twins. Look at these cute little twinsies are here.
Hey, that's my chair.
Oh yikes. Watch out. He almost took his chair.
Am I on the podcast anymore?
I have no idea, but...
Flynn, you know what I think needs to relax?
What?
What the heck did you do to your microphone? How did you even do that? I didn't even know the microphone bent that way. You know what's frustrating to me sometimes?
What?
Is when you and I are playing with the ball and throwing it back and forth. And sometimes you say, Mommy, you hit it too hard, too soft, too hard. And I just can never hit it just right. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Do you have anything to say?
I have a lot to say. I thought you'd be into that. I thought you'd be like, yeah, Mommy needs to relax. I never hit the ball right when we're playing with the ball and he gets very frustrated. Oh, are you done?
Yeah.
Oh, he's done. All right. Bye, Flynn. So Flynn's done, and that's fine and dandy, because Eric and the twins are back, so we can go hang out with them now. But before we do that, let's say hello and thank you to our first sponsor of the day. Alrighty, guys. I'm very confused. This is going to be a strange podcast episode because I'm here alone. If you're watching, you can obviously see that I'm alone now. But if you're listening, you can't see that. Hi, it's just me alone. It is 9:40 p.m. Now, Eric and I knew we were going to record the podcast tonight. It's the only night we have available to record. And so we originally were going to try to record a little segment or two with the kids, but it just got too crazy. We wanted to have a dance party. We were having dinner. We were having too much fun. So we ended up not recording with all the kids, but we put them to bed. And I was like, okay, I'm going to put the babies to sleep, the twins, and Eric put Flynn to sleep. Now, Flynn loves to cuddle to sleep, and I love that about him. So I put the babies to sleep, and then I came downstairs maybe around like 8:45 or 9, and Eric wasn't down here. And I was like, that's weird. He's usually down before me because the babies take longer to go to sleep than Flynn typically. But Flynn and Eric were nowhere to be found. So I was like, okay, I guess we'll eat some dinner. Then I did something really insane, and I, for some reason, for the first time in years, was craving Top Ramen. So I made some ramen noodles and I ate those. And then I was like, I think I'm still starving, so I'm going to make more food, but I didn't want to get out a new bowl. So I used my, hold on, I have to sneeze. So I started craving cereal after I finished my Top Ramen, like a sugary cereal. And I was like, oh, we have Lucky Charms. I want Lucky Charms, but I didn't want to get out a new bowl. So I literally just dumped out my Top Ramen. Quickly, like, rinsed out the bowl of water and then just dumped in cereal and milk. So in the same bowl, I had salty Top Ramen and then sugary Lucky Charms and milk. Maybe that makes me gross. I don't know. It was delicious though. Anyway, I eat that. And then I started getting stuff together because I'm bejeweling an outfit because I want to do a Taylor Swift bejeweled outfit for Halloween. And I got all that ready and Eric was still not downstairs. I was like, what's going on? So now it's 9:45. Eric's not here. I think he fell asleep cuddling Flynn, and I don't want to call him or text him and wake him up because he needs sleep. So I kind of just want to let him sleep for a little bit. So I'm going to do this segment alone. I'm sorry if you came for Eric. I hope you stay for me because Eric's not here right now. I'm pretty sure he passed out. But yeah, like I said, I don't want to wake him up. But it makes sense that he passed out because we had a crazy, crazy day yesterday. We had a show in Fresno, California. So we drove. It took us 4 hours to get there. And we got there late, not last night, but the night before. We got there very, very late. And then we woke up early and went to the venue and ran around all day because show days are crazy, you know, sound check, getting things ready, editing stuff for the show, getting props set up, you know, doing the meet and greet, taking pictures with everyone, setting up the show more, making sure all the props are set, getting dressed, then getting on stage, performing, and then saying hi to everyone, and then getting in the car and driving back. It took 4 hours again to drive back last night. We got home at like 1:30 or 2 in the morning. And, then we like had so much adrenaline from the show and the whole day. That day was so hectic that we then couldn't sleep because it was like, we both felt like, oh my gosh, I should be sleeping because the baby's going to wake up soon, but I can't fall asleep. So we both had that horrible feeling. Have you guys ever felt like that? It's the worst feeling in the world. We're like, I know I need to fall asleep, but you're thinking so hard about how you need to fall asleep that you can't fall asleep. Like you're like, okay, if I fall asleep right now, I'll get 3 hours of sleep. Okay. If I fall asleep right now, I'll get 2 hours and 45 minutes of sleep. Okay. If I fall asleep right now, I'll get 2 hours. And like, you just are thinking of it that way. So it happened to both of us. And, this morning Eric took all the kids so that I could take a little nap in the morning. And then I had all the kids this afternoon. He took a little nap this afternoon, but we were both just like total toast. So I think he really needs a nappy nap right now. So I'm glad he's getting a little nap in, but I do think I'm gonna have to wake him up at some point so that we can finish the podcast. I don't know if you guys want an entire podcast of just me again, that, you know I did that for Eric's birthday and I've done it a couple times, but that is not, it's not as fun as when Eric's here. So hopefully he comes back very soon. But something I wanted to talk about, obviously I wanted to talk about it with Eric, but he's not here. So I'll just talk about it with you guys, is speaking of the show in Fresno, a couple of things that happened there. One, I changed. So I transition in my show, my live show. I do half the show as Miranda and half the show as me. And I have to transition on stage. And I've always done it like I start the show as me and then I turn into Miranda, which is much easier than doing the other way, because to turn into Miranda, I literally just have to put on lipstick, put clips in my hair and put on ugly clothes. But to turn from Miranda into me, I have to get the lipstick off my face, which is kind of hard, and then put makeup on over where the lipstick has stained my skin, then reapply new lipstick properly, which takes, you know, some precision. You can't just like flap it on real fast in the dark. You know, you have to kind of see what you're doing and do it nicely. And I have to fix my hair. I have to take off the Miranda clothes and put on my clothes. Whereas with Miranda, I just, you know, when I'm transitioning into Miranda, I just put the Miranda clothes on top of my clothes. But when I'm going from Miranda to Colleen, I have to take off Miranda clothes and put on Colleen clothes. It's just like, it's a whole process. Anyway, I was doing this We Don't Talk About Bruno thing. I changed all the lyrics to be We Don't Talk About Her. No, no, no. And Miranda sings it about me, about Colleen. I know I sound weird talking about myself and my character in third person, but it's just makes it a little bit easier to understand as I'm trying to explain myself. So anyway, that's what I've been doing for this entire year. But that song is not very popular anymore. No one's talking about Bruno anymore, guys. So I knew I needed to change it. And a song that is always requested to do in my live show is Defying Gravity. And so I was like, well, maybe what if I put Defying Gravity back in my show, but I did it backwards because I've always sung Defying Gravity. I sing it as me and then I transition into Miranda in the middle of the song. I was like, what if I could figure out a way to do it backwards where I go from Miranda into Colleen? So I came up with this idea that I was really excited about, and it required an insane quick change, like an insane, impossible quick change that I definitely barely made. I was like, couldn't believe how close it was, but we barely made the quick change. Then I get on stage, start singing Defying Gravity as Miranda, like with a cape on and the witch hat and everything. And I was so proud of myself that I made that quick change. I didn't think about the fact that like what I was wearing was like this romper suit. It was like a suit coat, but like also a romper. I don't know how to explain it, but it was like short. It was kind of like a suit dress kind of a thing, but it had a snap. So like it wrapped around and it like snapped on my waist. And there's just one singular snap keeping this entire thing together and on. So I didn't think about how I move as Miranda is very different than how I move as a normal human being. So I was like acting crazy as Miranda and like melting weird. And I was like, I was literally saying, oh, I'm melting and like melting down on the ground and getting all on the ground and being super weird. And then I like pop up and I'm suddenly me is the idea. Well, when I did that, I thought I felt the button kind of snap, but I was like, there's no way. And then when I stood up to transition into me, it was right at the part with like, there's nobody in all the noise that there is ever gonna bring. And then on me down, I was supposed to sing it as me. So I pop up and take off the cape and my outfit, I feel flap, it like flaps open. And I'm like, me, oh, and like did not sing. I just was like, oh my God. And like put my head down and like quickly tried to snap it back together. And I was so embarrassed. Luckily I was fine. Like underneath, you probably wouldn't have even been able to tell if you were in the audience. Like you could tell something went wrong, but like you wouldn't have been able to tell that like, my shirt kind of had completely come off because I was luckily wearing like a Spanx, like Lizzo, whatever her clothing brand, the Yiddy brand clothing. They have like, she has like a bodysuit type thing. So I was wearing that, but I couldn't remember in that moment. I was just so panicked that my clothes had flown off. I was like, I don't know what I'm wearing under this. I couldn't remember. And I thought, is my boob out? Is my thigh out? I couldn't remember what they could see if that thing, if my romper had flapped open. So in my mind, I'm like, did they just see my entire boob, my entire stomach and thigh? Like, I didn't know what they could see. So, I kind of just freaked out and I was like, oh my God, it's so awkward. My clothes just came off. I'm so sorry. It was so awkward. And I was so sad because I was so excited to try out Defying Gravity and doing this thing. And I couldn't do it. I didn't do it. I just gave up singing because my clothes had a malfunction and kind of came off. So that was disappointing. but that was terrifying in the show for me because I thought I literally was naked on stage. I wasn't, and it was fine, but it just scared me. And then the other thing was that there is a TikTok that I am obsessed with. It's a Taylor Swift song, her song Bejeweled. There's this kid who kind of like, he did choreography to this song. And it's basically like he just kind of looks at the camera and kind of throws his arms up in the air, walks away from the camera, and then walks right back to the camera and does like a little strut. Just it's a simple like little walk. But it started going viral in like the Swiftie community. And I am obsessed with it. I've done it a couple of times on TikTok now. And I think it's just so funny and so cute. I just like, I'm obsessed with this kid and I love this little strut that he does. So I was talking about it to Eric and how much I loved it. And I showed the TikTok to him and he started becoming obsessed with it. He's like, that is the best thing I've ever seen. He loved it. And he's like, oh my gosh. And I showed him more and he loved it. He's just like, this is the best thing ever. And so that was very exciting that he was as excited about something that had to do with Taylor Swift as me. But then he was like, you have to put that in your show. Cause I do like a TikTok medley of all like the viral TikTok trends. And I was like, I don't know if that's popular. Like, overall, I think it might just be popular in the Swiftie community. He's like, no, it's gotta be super viral. Everyone's gotta see that. Like it's so funny. It's so amazing. And I was like, yeah, I guess it, you're right. It probably totally is viral. So I put it in the TikTok medley and I was so excited. I was like, oh yes, the audience is gonna lose their freaking minds when I do this. And that part of the medley pops up. Like I'm doing all these different TikTok dances. The audience is like enjoying themselves. And then that TikTok comes on and the audience just kind of like goes silent. I was like, oh no, they don't know what this is. But I still did it like confidently and just was like, I'm just going to crush it. But I could hear there was like a handful of people in the audience that were like Swifties that were like excited and screamed and like hollered, you know, were excited about it. But I felt like the majority of the audience was like, what is this? Why did you put this in here? So there was like a couple moments in the show like that where I was like, oh, and another thing, it's a Halloween weekend right now. And so I was like, oh, I got to give out candy to the fans. Like that would be so fun if the whole show is throwing candy out to everyone. And I've done that in the past and I don't remember it being really an issue on Halloween like shows. And I was like, oh yeah, I've got to get a huge, I want the biggest bucket of candy ever. And so I had this huge tub of candy and the second I threw it out at the beginning of the show, I threw it out and I see everyone kind of like shielding their face when I throw it out. And I was like, oh my God, this is a horrible idea. This is hard candy. Like they weren't like big candy bars or anything. They're like tiny little fun size Snickers and whatever. But like, still I was like, oh no, what am I thinking? I'm throwing hard candies at people's faces. So then I started panicking about that on stage and I was just like breaking character, just being like, I'm sorry, this is a horrible idea. I definitely should not be doing this. So then I'm trying to throw it in the aisles. But when I throw it in the aisles, any kids that were at the show, like jumped into the aisles and were like running on the floor and like trying to pick it up. I was like, this is a disaster. So I felt like the whole show in Fresno was just kind of a mess on my end, but the audience was so wonderful and sweet and like, very, you know, forgiving of all the hot mess. And Corey, he at one point in the show is like toilet paper running around on the stage and he slipped and ate it so hard. Like, so there's just like, there were so many things that just like kept going wrong. And like I said, the audience was very forgiving and very wonderful. But my point is that whenever I have shows that are stressful like that, the energy that and capacity and brain power that I need to function and get through the show, like it's like times a billion. Cause sometimes I can kind of go on autopilot a little bit with the show and I know what comes next and I know what I'm doing and I, you know, whatever. But this show, I just felt so on edge and so uncomfortable and so stressed and so scared. And just, I was just like freaking out the whole show. So I was beyond exhausted after the show. And then we drove 4 hours and then I didn't sleep last night. And the babies, of course, woke up at 6. So Eric and I are very tired is the whole point of me telling this entire story. It was a very fun show. The audience was awesome. It was just, I was just panicked the whole time because that's how I get apparently sometimes. Anyway, before we move on to the next few things I want to talk about, and maybe Eric will wake up from his nap.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
We're back, guys, and Eric's here with us now.
I feel like we've just started.
Well, it's 11 p.m. and you're just starting.
But, yeah.
I've done 2 segments without you now.
That's wild.
One with Flynn, one all by my lonesome.
What a
I
day.
Like your eye patches for your under-eye bags. that don't exist?
I feel like they do exist. And I don't know if these help. But they sell them at CVS, mm-hmm. which we've already established is like the highest brow you can be you are a pharmacy. What would you call it? I guess pharmacy store?
Yeah, a pharmacy. CVS is a pharmacy. Is it not?
Well, they have a pharmacy, but they also have...
They have everything you need.
Any kind of holiday you're thinking of, that's where you go.
Two things you guys should know.
Not groceries.
They have groceries.
They do have groceries, but it's not where you would go to buy a grocery.
I mean, you can while you're there.
A shampoo, yes. Mm-hmm. A toothpaste and a toothbrush, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not interesting.
They sell at CVS and maybe not.
But they do sell these things there, which, you know, I lived on this planet for decades mm-hmm. and these didn't exist. And now they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like... Were they hiding them from me?
I don't know, but you love them
now.
Is
this a new thing that works or doesn't?
You love them
these
days.
But it looks pretty...
Well, Eric's awake now. I'm very excited about it. You look amazing. I'm so glad that you're getting rid of those eye bags for your midnight meeting that you have.
I know, it's 11 p.m. I'm in a nightmare scenario. You know it needs to relax, Colleen.
I'm so excited, but first, can I say one thing before? I want to hear what you have to say.
It would be my pleasure.
But I want to say one thing. For the people who are watching or listening, know that I am rhinestoning shorts right now. So if you see me with a glue gun and in and out of frame and hear rustlings of sparkly stones.
Hey, it's your date night. This is our time. If you need to... Bejewel.
Well, this is so that you
outfit.
And I can do a TikTok together.
Yeah, but can you show it at least? Or did you
I
already?
I will when I'm done. I'm not going to show it right now.
All right.
I don't want to move it. It's a whole process. But anyway, I'm bejeweling shorts. That's number one. Number two, I need you to know, my sweet, lovely husband.
Yeah.
That I just did a Manscaped ad for you since you were sleeping.
Well, I can't wait to hear that.
That's love.
But I do love that you're... doing a Ryan. Craft while we're doing an audio medium that we post for the large portion on a video medium. And so you're not involved in that part.
No, I'm involved. What are you talking about? I'm just going to be so involved.
But I think that's great.
I like doing multiple things at once.
Me too. Yeah, I know you do.
So who needs to relax for you? I know you have a good one, you said.
I have a few, but start with... Man, when you take a nap when you didn't mean to,
and
then the feeling you get afterwards.
I didn't know if you were going to wake up. I was like, is he going to be out for the night? Am I doing an entire episode by myself?
I also thought this is where I lay and I die. Like, happened was I read three books to our son tonight, putting him to sleep in his bulldozer bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I passed out.
Yeah.
For 2 hours.
You did.
And have completely screwed myself for tonight.
Maybe not. Maybe you're so tired. Because I was worried about that with the babies because the babies took long and late naps today.
Yeah.
And they both passed out instantly. I think they're really tired. So maybe the same thing will happen to you.
I mean, I obviously needed it. We all need it.
Yeah.
But now I have that weird kind of like when you didn't mean to nap groggy feeling afterwards.
I hate that feeling. That's why I hate naps.
Yeah. But it's also... 11 p.m.
Right.
So I'm in a nightmare scenario right now.
You're going to hit a second wind at like 2 a.m.
Well, I feel like this is how I feel when I wake up in the morning. So ooh. I feel like it's morning. I feel like, you know, jet lag, right?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. And like, I feel like I have like European jet lag now.
Oh, that's
whereas like, I'm like, oh yeah, we traveled to Europe and now it's 9 a.m. in Europe. Like that's how my body and brain feels.
But that
like
is not the situation. Traveled from Fresno, which is not Europe.
Well, I would compare Fresno to the great cities of Europe for sure. I know, it was wonderful. But yeah, I think it was because you did a show there last night. And then I drove us back 4 hours and we got back.
Yeah, I was telling them about that.
Close to 2 a.m. And then I could not fall asleep last night. And then I've kind of carried that with me through today, a hard day with our family.
Yeah.
And then now I...
Only hard because sometimes it's hard when you're tired. Not because anything bad happened, though. Like nothing.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So I fell asleep for 2 hours and I have that weird groggy nap feeling, which I just think
is... And that's who you think needs to relax, is that?
Yeah,
nap?
I mean...
I agree with that.
Well, what's going on? Because like when I want to fall asleep, I cannot.
I know. What's that about?
And then when I don't want to fall asleep, I do.
Well, you know why? Like it's because that's how fun anxiety is, love.
Is it brains?
It's brains.
Is it brains?
I saw TikTok. Relax? Wait, love. I saw TikTok that would help you.
Please tell me more.
Okay. So first of all, I do think that's so annoying, but it is why, you know, if you're not thinking about it and you're not trying to fall asleep, you fall asleep. But if you're trying to fall asleep, you're not going to fall asleep. Like that's the key. But
yeah,
but
that's what they say on the apps too, that have sponsored this podcast. They're like, don't worry about it.
I know. And that's what I've said to you. When we were on our trip, I was up because I'm always up till like 4 a.m. I just literally don't sleep ever. And Eric, he fell asleep maybe 1 or 2, but then he woke up and wasn't feeling well and he couldn't fall back asleep.
Needs to relax when you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't fall back asleep.
So that happened to him and he was like panicked because he gets a little panicky when he can't fall back asleep. And so I'm just like, Tom, like, oh yeah, I guess I'm awake tonight.
We had to fly the next morning.
Yeah. But I was just kind of like, it's just like, yep, this is how I work, I guess. I just never sleep ever again. And so I was just like kind of awake and just kind of chill about it. And he like, I had been awake, but he had fallen asleep and then woke up.
Oh, chill about it? What's chill about it?
I was working.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know what chill about it
is. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm not too chill about
it. But then he was like, you were just kind of panicky about it. And then he.
Hence the no chill.
And I was like, you okay? And I kind of rubbed your back and you're like, I can't sleep. I'm like panicking about this. And I was like, just don't worry about it. Just, you don't have to sleep. And I was just trying to let you know, like, it just, yeah, I'm trying to do that, being like, don't think about it. Who cares? You don't need sleep. It's fine. And you were just like so mad.
Well, no, because you're like, yeah, you can't sleep. Don't sleep. And you roll and you like rolled over.
I didn't roll over. I was working. I just got back on my laptop. But yeah, naps are pretty annoying. I agree with that.
But yeah, that's
and the groggy feeling.
That groggy feeling when you take a nap and you didn't mean to, it's just,
no, it's no good.
I mean, we should be all grateful if we get to take naps or have had a nap. But that feeling after, and especially the timing of the day that I'm dealing with it now is no bueno.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to tell you about that TikTok.
Oh, I was going to apologize.
Can I tell you about my TikTok?
Yes.
It's about sleep.
And then I have an apology.
Okay. So, on TikTok, I saw a girl and I almost sent it to you. She was like, hey, if you have trouble falling asleep and you have anxiety falling asleep and your anxiety is caused by the fact that you're worried about falling asleep, try this. And she said, she was explaining brains and science of the brain and like the different parts of the brain. And
I know brains.
I have heard of them. And she said that one thing that can help because it like triggers like basically the lazy bored part of your brain is if you think of like, you take a letter, so you go like D. And you think of individual things.
What made you think of D first?
I don't know why. Okay. but then you think of individual things that start with D, like animals that start with D, like dog or just things, you know? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you went with D.
I don't know. Okay,
there's
fine.
There's a whole alphabet and you're like, think of any letter. You
I
know,
don't know. I just was going around. You have a D on your shirt. It's the first letter on your shirt.
Okay.
Okay. Animals. So, okay. How about A? So animal.
Duck.
Ducks. There you go.
That's it. Dog and duck. I think no, there's see, just no try to other think of animals anything named with D.
Not just animals, just like anything that's just like, you
dish.
Just think of, yeah, dish. And until you think of just,
door.
Exactly. You just do this until you can't think of any more with that letter and you go to the next letter. And it's because it's like, it's not the problem solving part of your brain. Because when you're anxious about falling asleep, how can I fall asleep? I need to fall asleep. Oh my gosh. And there's problems and you're trying to solve them. And that's the most active part of your brain or something. But if it's just like objects and there's no thought, it's not like a critical thinking process, it's just like, oh, what words start with this letter? What words start with
sense.
This letter?
That makes
and
sense.
And that helps
to me.
You fall asleep. And this girl said she's always had problems falling asleep, but now she falls asleep in 5 minutes every night because she does that. Granted, I tried it last night and it didn't work.
Yeah.
But it might
We've
work
been
for
sponsored
you.
Before by like the Calm app. They certainly do have things like that where they're like you're focusing on your physical experience or your breath as opposed to that problem solving part of your brain. And I love how you said this TikTok might be helpful for you, but like you didn't send me that one, but you sent me one of like, I don't know.
Of what?
Like someone farting in a pool or something.
What?
I don't know.
Farting? That was not me. Who is sending you TikToks of farts in pools? Because that was not me.
No, that was just a random thought. But like you send me lots of TikToks,
well,
but they aren't like self-help. You're like, oh, Eric needs this for self-help.
Sometimes like, they are. I think it was a political one, the last one I sent you.
Yeah, they're all like relatable to us as parents. But, usually.
But is that who you wanted to relax? Because you said you had to relax earlier today, uh-huh. but you just napped. So is that your relax? Or did you change it?
No, I have
it?
Another one, but we should say thanks to our next...
sponsor?
Do we have any?
Is it already time for our next sponsor? Oh my gosh, I guess it is. Let's say thanks to our next sponsor, guys. So it's just, it's so much more fun when you're here. When I'm by myself.
Well, also like I ordered Wendy's and it's at our door. Yeah. I got you a Frosty and fries that you can dip into the Frosty.
I love you so much. You are my soulmate and I'm so happy I married you. You're my best friend and I love you so much. It's so funny.
This is identical to our wedding vows. I said, I got you a Frosty and fries to dip in it. And then you said that.
That's not true, but I wish it was because that would be really
good.
That
would be good wedding vows.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You said you had an apology, which is shocking. And I know it's going to be sarcastic.
Shocking?
Yeah, I know it's going to be some sarcastic making fun of me apology.
It's absolutely not sarcastic.
It's going to be sarcastic.
It's like, this is like the truest apology I've ever made to you
In
our entire relationship.
Okay, lay it on me. Let's hear what this fake apology is.
Learned any lesson in our relationship, let it be this.
I love that I'm not even looking at you for this extremely serious.
You're not even on camera. It is to never.
What?
Ever again. And I'm so sorry. And I apologize for interrupting you when you were trying to talk about Taylor Swift.
Right.
I saw comments.
Yeah.
I think the only comments I saw from the last episode were, why didn't you let her talk about Taylor Swift more?
Mm-hmm.
I think I was hungry and I had bought a bunch of snacks for that episode. And I think I just thought we were talking about it for a second and we weren't going to go in depth into the album.
We didn't.
Midnights. Right.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it very
much. I think because I didn't let you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I didn't see any comments about that. I actually saw one comment. Thank you for that sincere apology. I actually saw one comment. I was reading the comments. There's actually stuff I wanted to talk to you about from the comments that because I posted the podcast video today. A lot of the comments were saying, one, that they totally know what I'm talking about with the foil on the calculator.
Really?
Yes. So many people. Two, people are furious with me. So I actually owe them an apology.
Oh, I also saw
they're
one
where very mad at me.
People said they still do use those calculators.
Really?
Yeah. I saw one that was like, we still use those.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
TI Terminator 2 83s.
But I need to apologize to you guys. I am sorry that I said the rye chips are garbage. It is just my opinion and my taste.
Were they on my side for that?
Very much so. Everyone said the rye chips and the squiggly sticks are the best.
This is the two best parts of the Chex Mix.
And everyone said throw those pretzels away.
The worst pretzel you can ever have in your life is from a Chex Mix for sure. Yeah.
Well, so anyway, really mad at me about that. So I apologize that my taste buds are incorrect and they don't like those rye chips.
Uh-huh.
So everyone was very mad at me about that. But everyone did say that they do. Indeed, put foil from gum on their calculators and binders and stuff. It's a thing.
For what?
For fun.
It just sticks there? I still don't understand. I know you described it.
We got to get a gum.
I know you described it last episode and I don't want you to again. I don't understand.
I did see one comment about the Taylor Swift thing that was like, you can tell Colleen's feelings are hurt because Eric won't let her talk about Taylor Swift. And I'm so glad. I was like, oh my God.
They're still on my side. They're like, Eric's being a dick
They're
about
like,
this.
Thank
but like,
God, she's not
good.
Talking about stupid Taylor Swift.
You do talk about that album a lot, but it's only been a week.
Well, I also
maybe it'll
like
go
that.
Away.
Well, right now, I'm not, In my defense, I've not been talking about the album a lot recently as much as I've been talking about the guy on TikTok who does the dance to Bejeweled. That's kind of what I talk about more. And you were incredible. On board.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
And I talked about that while you were napping. I said that you actually watched that and loved it and made me put it in my show, which was very embarrassing once I got to that part because I realized, oh, this isn't viral.
Well, you surprised me with it with the night before. You were like, here, sit on the bed and you set up your camera. And I was like, what's happening? And then you did a dance to something I couldn't really hear.
I don't know if you could call it a dance, but it's,
choreography.
Incredible choreography.
Yeah, and then you... And then you showed me the origin of that choreography and I was entranced.
Because it's entrancing. It's incredible.
So you did a show in Fresno last night.
Uh-huh, I talked all about it.
And you did a meet and greet.
I did do a meet and greet.
And there was a woman there from Germany.
Yes, Raya. Her name was Raya.
Her name was Raya. Hi, Raya. If you listen to this, she mentioned that she listened to the podcast.
She's incredible. She flew to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. The morning of my show, drove to Fresno, went to the meet and greet. So got there, went straight to the meet and greet.
From Germany.
From Germany. Came to the meet and greet, watched a show. And then the next morning, flew back to Germany.
Unless she's a total liar, but like I believe her.
I believe her. I couldn't believe that.
She flew from Germany only to see your show.
I couldn't believe
it. In Fresno, California, and then flew immediately back to Germany.
I was shocked.
And I was very impressed by that, by her stamina.
I couldn't believe it.
Just in general. But she also, as your meet and greet ended, looked at me and said, Eric, Monday is the first day of the week.
And guess what? Everyone around her said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week.
I don't think so. I think they all actually applauded her.
They did not.
Stood up, applauded me.
That is not true.
Bowed to me for some reason. I don't understand. But I wanted to mention that.
That you love Raya because she said you were right.
Well, I find it interesting that kind of argument we had has lasted this long and people are impassioned by it. And I have something I want to talk about today.
Okay.
That I don't think we will disagree on.
Okay. But it's,
but I wonder if
it'll cause conflict or something.
No, it certainly won't live up to the hype of that, of what the first day of the week is. Mm-hmm. But when you get to a restaurant, this was going to be my original relax.
I already hate this experience.
Yes. So this is going to be my original relax. When you get to a restaurant, what's the first question a waiter will ask you?
How many? Right?
How many?
Like how many people in your party?
The waiter asks that when you're already sitting at the
waiter,
table?
Sorry. I thought when you said when you first get to a restaurant, so I was thinking like the
hostess?
The hostess. Oh. And that's the only job I've had at a restaurant. So that's where my mind went. Also, how bad of a hostess would I be if someone walked in and I just go, how many?
I feel like that's most of my experiences with hostess.
Anyway, the first question they say, okay.
When you sit down and waiter.
They say, hi, can I get you something to drink? Here's the menu.
Think about maybe a fancier restaurant experience then. What's the first thing they say?
Would you like a napkin on your lap?
In a sing-songy kind of way? Would you like a napkin on your lap?
It just comes out. I'm a musical genius.
Are you writing a musical about a restaurant?
I have no idea what you're getting at.
Should you write a musical about a restaurant? Would you like a naked?
Naked? Love, what kind of musical is this? Wait, hold on. What do they say? Because I don't know.
Would you like sparkling or still?
Okay, no one says that, first of all.
They do.
What restaurants are you going to? They say that in Europe. They don't say it here in America.
I think they say it at restaurants.
They do not say it in America.
We're not talking about Chili's.
Where have we ever gone that they've asked, do you want sparkling or still?
We don't go to restaurants
anyway, who needs to relax about sparkling or still water?
Well, what needs to relax is sparkling water.
I hate sparkling water, it's honestly garbage.
So on this drive back, it was very late and I didn't want to have any more caffeine products. And so I wanted like a water, but I wanted like a sparkly one? Water with like, like some attitude. Okay. Because I was like, because water, like, let's face it, can be boring. You know what I mean?
Just drinking water all the time.
Water's
disgusting.
It's kind of gross. It's kind of boring. And you kind of only really enjoy water when your body really is enjoying water,
Like when you're desperately dehydrated.
Desperately thirsty or dehydrated. And sparkling water, if you're not a soda drinker, which is me, like, I don't know how you drink soda.
It's delicious.
Or, so people, I guess, do people drink juice? Because I've seen juice before.
At church.
I'm not for like communion.
Yeah.
I'm not like a energy drink person either.
Energy drinks apparently are like the worst things in the world.
Yeah, really bad. Don't drink those. But so I wanted a spicy water. And so I got a sparkling water. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me that it's the worst thing in the world.
It's disgusting.
That it kind of like burns your mouth. Do you ever like hold sparkling? I wish I had one now.
Hold one in your mouth?
I think I do. If you ever like held sparkling water in your mouth, it kind of like, it feels like spiky. Like it feels like burny. Like it's
spiky.
Yeah. Like it feels like it's like, it's like little water needles like stabbing around in your mouth.
I mean, I really despise sparkling water. Like, yeah. I'm the biggest sparkling water hater on planet Earth.
I know. And I'm not talking about LaCroix. Like I get the appeal of like a LaCroix.
I definitely don't get it.
A LaCroix like beverage, mm-hmm. but just your average sparkling water. And it doesn't feel good in your stomach because it's kind of bubbly and weird. Like it's just unnatural. Like, I don't think it's good.
It's not good because I feel like you can't get refreshed from a sparkling water. So it's like, sometimes you want water when you want to feel like refreshed. You're like, oh, you need like, I'm dehydrated. I feel like sparkling water doesn't hydrate you. I know it does.
No,
I'm not stupid,
well, it has,
but like,
there's added like salt content or something.
Salt? I don't think there's salt.
Yeah, well, for carbonation, yeah, there's something in it that doesn't make it, it's not as hydrating as regular water. It's like obviously hydrating like a little bit, but not as much as like regular water.
I wonder if this goes
for like LaCroix. Like you shouldn't like drink LaCroix and be like, oh, now I've had my hydration for the day.
Really? It doesn't count?
No.
I didn't know that.
I don't think so. I'm not a scientist, but that's what I've heard. And I've talked to people about this. Yeah. Like, no, it doesn't. Cause it has like a certain amount of like salt content or something. Huh.
Well, I know that I, agree with this because I really,
yeah, I knew we wouldn't argue about this.
Strongly hate.
Yeah. I know you hate it.
Sparkle water.
But we were also with someone who was like, I love sparkling water and I can only drink it. And I remember there was someone else in your life that was like, oh, I only drink sparkling water now. And I had that thought in my head, like, but isn't it just terrible?
It is terrible.
You know what I think I had? Hold on. Can I run for a second and grab one really quick?
You can run and do whatever you need to do.
It's not like as fresh, but like, can you take a sip of that?
Come on.
Just take a sip and like, but hold it in your mouth.
What kind of sparkling water is this?
It's Pellegrino.
So just regular sparkling water.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. Just hold it in your mouth though. Don't swallow it. Does it feel like it's kind of like poking at you? Like it's kind of like just drinking water, but with like knives.
It just tastes so awful. Like there's nothing about it I enjoy.
Yeah, and then
I think it is just absolutely disgusting. It tastes like sour. Like
so,
it's like
right. And so whenever we've been at a restaurant and they've asked that question, we've always said still.
Yes.
Right.
Obviously. I feel like there's one time recently where, I mean, not that this happens ever, because I feel like I cannot think of a time that we've actually been to a restaurant where they've asked this, but I know it happened recently because I feel like recently you said you wanted sparkling and I was shook. Where were we recently that we went to a restaurant?
I guess I was feeling frisky. Yeah, I guess, I don't know, maybe sometimes people are like, I want a very unsatisfying, bubbly kind of,
that's gonna drive me nuts. Where were we? Okay, I remember we were at this fancy hotel and they asked us, do you want sparkling or still? And you ordered sparkling at the table and I was like, what a weirdo.
Yeah, because I just thought like this is what fancy people do. It's like
drink very,
water that makes them uncomfortable and doesn't do the job that water is
meant to do. Yeah.
But let's cut it out. Let's relax that. I feel like
I agree.
Just regular water. What do you mean? Just water.
Yeah, I think it's disgusting.
You wanted, that sort of beverage, that's, I don't know, like what's a soda stream? What is that doing?
What's a soda doing?
Like a soda stream, you know what I mean? Like people
a
that
soda
have that.
Stream?
We had that for like a second.
Oh,
yeah,
the thing that makes it sparkly?
Yeah.
By the way,
I don't trust it.
Does not everyone call it sparkle water? Is that just my family?
No, it's sparkling water, but yeah, like just your family calls it.
Yeah, Corey told me last night that my family is the only people who calls it sparkle water.
There you go.
I just found out the podcast. I thought it was sparkle water, but I guess it's sparkling water. And I've always called it sparkle water.
I like sparkle water better, but I don't like sparkle water.
Right. Anyway, let's say thanks to our next sponsor. I'm sorry, guys, that I have been like completely out of frame. I've been working on this, on these shorts.
Show and tell.
These are the shorts. I'm rhinestoning right now. If you're watching, you'll see I'm rhinestoning.
Rhinestoning some shorts. Are on a box.
They're on a box. They're covered in hot glue. You should not put hot glue on clothes. Like, that's not going to work. But since this is just for like a 15-second TikTok, I didn't really care. So yeah, I'm rhinestoning shorts right now. That's for so a TikTok. Sorry. I've been like not looking at the camera the entire time.
That's relatable content. Rhinestoning shorts for a TikTok.
You know, maybe it is.
I have another relax.
What is it?
And it has to do with you.
Does it have to do
drama?
With- oh gosh, here we go again. It always has to do with me, doesn't it, darling?
You like to think so. I don't know if it
what
does
I like that to
was
think
a pretty
so.
Pretty cocky statement, but
no, I mean your relaxes always have to do with me.
Sometimes
they're always something that drive you crazy. What is it this week?
Well, you have this thing.
Okay.
And I wonder if this, speaking of relatable, if this is relatable to anyone in their relationships, where you see something and it could mm-hmm. be anything mm-hmm. and you're like to the other person you're in a relationship with, look at this. And that person won't look at it. There's something about you.
Me?
Yes. To where I'm like, oh my God, the cat scratched this up.
Look, the same thing.
Look at the cat like destroyed this. And you go, uh-huh. And I'm like, no, come look. And you're like, no, it's fine. Like you refuse to come.
What are you talking look. About? Or
I wrote like other examples.
Wait, yeah, use an example because I can't remember ever doing this to you.
But it's, well, just in general, it's literally anything.
But I want to.
No matter like what it.
I want
like,
an
no
example
because
I don't know that I've ever done that.
Okay. So think of like a physical thing that you can see. And me saying like, hey, you
no,
gotta
I know,
look
I'm
at this.
Saying, when has this happened?
So not on a phone.
I know, but give me an example of when this has happened with us.
Every day.
No, come on, specifics. I want some specifics.
Like there's, well, I just said, like a cat has like scratched a furniture. Oh my
yeah,
God,
I
the cat scratched
that.
The furniture. And I'm like,
I believe you.
Hey, look at this. And you're literally, all you have to do is like kind of, you have to get up.
I know, but here's the
this
thing.
This is the drama for you is that you have to physically get up to come see a thing. Or
no, it's that I trust you. I believe you.
Oh, it's a trust issue?
I believe you. So when you say that this thing has happened, I'm like, yeah, I know. The cat scratched something up. I believe you. I don't need to say it, you know?
Okay, so now we're like driving.
Okay.
And like I see like something on the side of the road. And I'm like, can you believe that? Look at that.
That's never happened.
And you won't
by the
like
way.
And you like don't have the energy
that's
to you, like to like look up and look
happened.
At it.
That has never happened in our entire relationship. Have I we been driving like, and you've been like, look at that?
No, I feel like I'm isolated in this relationship to where it's like I observe things in my physical world, mm-hmm. not on my phone, mm-hmm. in my physical world.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look at that. And you are like, yeah. And now I'm like, no, look at it. And you're like, I'm not going to go look at it. Like, that's kind of your thing.
But I honestly can't remember.
Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense because you do this to me on the daily with the kids. I'm like, look at Maisie.
Yeah.
And you won't look.
I'll look at, what do you mean? I'm constantly looking at Maisie.
I'm like, look at Wesley.
I'm constantly
look at Wesley.
Staring into her.
And you're like, okay. And you will eventually, but it like, you'll come look after it's over. Like Maisie will be like, doing a silly dance move. And I'm like, look at Maisie. And you're like, okay. And you'll be like looking down.
I'm doing
down
the dance move with her. What are you talking about?
Oh,
I'm involved.
I'm saying this is the only reason I can understand what you're saying because this happens to me often with this.
And oh, so, with kids. Yeah, that happens a lot. But they're constantly doing things. Like
I know. So that
I'm not
I get
talking
that.
About children. Because that happens both ways for sure
but
with children.
I'm,
there's
okay,
a lot
this
going
is what
on.
I want to know. You wrote this down because we write down our relaxing. So what instance made you write that down? Something happened that made you write that down. So
something.
What was it? So that I know what you're talking about because I cannot think of a single time you've been like, come look at this. And I've been like, no,
it's not that you're like, no, it's just that you like, I think you're right. It's just that you trust me that
like, yeah,
I saw
there.
It and that my opinion is right about it. And like, you don't need to get up. Does that make sense?
I guess so. But like, I just wish you could remember what
like
made you write it down.
Like the specific instance?
Yeah.
It's all instances. It's every no, one of them.
But there's got to be something that happened that made you want to say that today.
Well, no, I mean, it's kind of like...
There was something. What was it that you wanted me to see so bad?
I don't know, but it's literally, I can't think of like the exact thing, but like, it's like, oh, there's this like, if we're getting into the car, we're getting to the car and there's like all of a sudden like a scratch on the car that wasn't there before. I'm like, oh, how did this scratch get on the car? You're like, yeah. And I'm like, look at this scratch. You're like, yes, there's a scratch. You're like, you won't look at it.
No,
like,
I would look at that.
You won't look at the thing.
I would look at a scratch on the car.
Or if,
it would have to be something really dumb that I wouldn't want to look at. I would look at a scratch on the car. But if you were like, that's why I want to know a specific situation.
You just don't
have
the energy. It's not worth it to you. And you trust me that my experience is correct.
Or it must be something that I'm not interested in. I'm literally trying to think of a single time this has happened because I cannot. I'm trying to think of a scenario.
Every day.
I know, but why
every
can't you think of a specific one?
Well, I picture you.
I would know.
You're sitting on the couch.
Okay.
You're looking at your phone.
This has happened?
Yes.
Or you're
and I'm like
up
on the other side of the couch in our like kitchen area. And I'm like, oh, look at this. You can't believe this. And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, no, come look at it. And you're like, I believe you.
But love, you're just repeating the same thing over and over and over again. I'm saying, give me a specific scenario so I know what you're talking about because
it's
I can't
just
think
every,
of one.
But I'm telling you, it's everything it's everything in the physical world.
It's not true.
That I react to.
It would be like, I know, I've got
and
one.
And I'm frustrated by, I tell them to you and you can't be bothered.
I can think of a scenario. This didn't happen, but I'm trying to think of a single scenario. And you saying you in the kitchen, if you were to be like, this, I feel like something like this would happen. You'd be like, look at the shape of this tomato. Uh-huh. Something like that, right? You'd be like, I literally don't care about the shape of the tomato.
Yeah, you wouldn't look at it. But like, this is perfect. So imagine if you had this oddly shaped tomato.
But that's what it would be about.
An heirloom even. And it's freakish.
Or not even freaking like, look at the color of this flower. Like, I'd be like, okay, like, you know, I'll look, but you want me to get up and go over to
I
it.
Cracked an egg and two yolks?
Actually, that happened to and me two, and you wouldn't come look.
And there are two yolks.
That happened to me.
It happened to me first. And you didn't realize
I wasn't in the room. When it happened to me, you were in the room.
It's my
like,
example. Let me have my example.
But your example there is
are
my.
There are two yolks. God. You'd be like, that's great. And no, you have to see these two yolks. You'd be like, I believe you.
Okay.
You'd be like, I believe you.
What's hilarious is that he's using a scenario that happened to me. And I said, come look at this egg has two yolks. And he wouldn't come.
I'd already seen an egg with two yolks. It wasn't freakish to me. I'd already seen it.
Well, maybe that's my. Well, anyway, I can until you can say an exact scenario that this has happened, because I don't think it happens to me. I think it happens with you, because every day when like I'm like, look at Maisie, she's doing something cute. Look at Gus, he's doing something cute. Look at Flynn, what he's doing right now. You won't look and it drives me bananas. I feel like it's that, but with you, you get so angry but it's like mundane things, like the shape of a tomato are the things I wouldn't get up to look at. But if you said, look at Maisie, I'd look immediately. You know, I wouldn't.
Tomato. This wasn't a tomato conversation.
I'm just saying that's the only thing I can think of right now where I wouldn't look. If you were like, look at this worm. Like, I wouldn't look at it.
No, you wouldn't. No.
I'd be like, okay, there's a worm.
Well, there's another one. Like, I've caught lizards with Flynn.
If Flynn wants to show me something, I've like up in that ish. I will look at it.
I know, but I've caught lizards with him and then tried to show it to you. You're like, yes, there's
a
lizard.
If it's you, but if it's Flynn, I will look.
I understand. Yeah.
But for you, I love you, but.
It's both of us.
You know, I don't like lizards. You know, I don't like bugs. So if like you're like, because sometimes, yeah, I guess sometimes you'll be like, I caught this for Flynn to see in the morning. And you want me to look at it in a jar. And I'm like, no,
you won't look.
I'm not
you're
interested.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Right. But I think that translates to like, oh, look at that. Does anything no. I'm like in the physical world where I'm like,
exist.
Look you've... at, you're like,
if you said,
no, I'm not going to look at that.
Well, that needs to be your new tactic then, love, because if you just said, hey, look at this, I will look at it. But if you go, look at this tomato has an odd color.
No, you won't. You
I won't look at it. But if you said, look at this, I will look, because I'll be like, what's he talking about? But if you tell me what the lame, boring object is, I'm not going to
look. I knew this would be a tricky one. I was like, how do I explain? I should come.
Yeah, you need to. You
I should
need to
come
have
with
specific,
like receipts,
yes.
like actual examples of her
I
refusing
agree.
To look at things.
You Yes. That would have been very helpful in this scenario here.
Yeah, that would have been helpful.
But it's okay. I can say like, yeah, there are things that I would not look up for.
But I feel like anyone listening to this believes me.
Yeah.
As I talk to your...
My back?
Your shoulder blade as you bejewel...
Shorts.
Underpants.
They're not underpants. They're shorts,
they
my
look
dear.
Like underpants to me.
They're shorts. Well, you know what I'm really excited for, Lovey?
Halloween?
Yes.
This episode comes out after Halloween, but we're recording it the day before.
Yeah. I'm excited for Halloween. Sure. I'm more excited for Christmas, which we need to get into very soon. But that's for another day. Because
it's not Christmas yet. It's October.
Yeah. But Halloween's tomorrow, which means the next day is Christmas. So that's exciting. And after that, but before that, actually, what we need to talk about, and maybe we'll save this for the next episode.
Like 900 birthdays?
Yeah, like 900 birthdays. Most importantly, though, first is the twins
are
turning one. And if you didn't wake up, I was going to keep recording and talk about how exciting it is that the babies are turning one. I can't believe they're already turning one. And where we were a year ago and how much things have changed and what we've been through and what you guys have been through with us watching the podcast.
That's kind of documented on the podcast.
You guys, you know, a year ago I was pregnant and very, 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 very pregnant. And we were about to have these babies and then they were in the NICU and that was the hardest, scariest time ever. And we got through it and we didn't feel like we would. Like that was so awful and so scary and so hard. And we really did feel like in the moment, like this is not survivable. And look where we are now. We've got these one-year-old plump, perfect little hilariously crazy
still trying to survive
1 year old babies.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, we're still trying to survive, but it's not as scary anymore.
No, yeah, and it's all been we've talked about all that.
Yeah, so
here, that's weird.
But yeah, I feel like next week we can talk about their birthday and their birthday party and Halloween and how all that went. So next week will be an interesting episode. Also, it's gonna be Christmas next episode, which will be so exciting. It's finally gonna be Christmas. Isn't that so exciting? Your parents are coming in a couple of days. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening this week. I'm cutting my hair.
You're not going to start decorating for Christmas already, are you?
I am.
Do it if it makes you happy. What are you going to do with your hair?
Growth. I'm cutting it. I want bangs.
Okay. What kind of bang? What do you mean? Just bangs?
Yeah, I just want bangs. And I want to cut my hair.
Is this another
shorter.
Taylor Swift thing?
I mean, Taylor Swift does have bangs, so.
Is this influenced by that?
No, I've been wanting bangs for a very long time. I always want bangs until I have bangs and then I don't want them anymore. It's kind of my thing, you know? So anyway, next week should be a very fun episode.
You look
great. And thanks for listening, everybody. We love you. Thanks for enjoying the podcast and make sure to come see me on tour. I've got two more shows this year in Seattle and Portland and I hope to see y'all there.
Can I go?
Yeah. Will you please come?
Never been to Portland.
You haven't?
Isn't that
That's
weird?
Such a you city,
been,
man.
I know. I've been to Seattle, but I've never been to Portland.
Well, what let's do you mean go,
it's,
baby.
Me, it's a me city.
It's like a hipster town, USA. It's very cool.
Never been.
Well, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody. We're going to bed. Actually, we're probably not. Oh, my God. It's midnight. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.